What is up, guys, and welcome to the Serial Hustler podcast. I am your host, Travis, and I have with me the beautiful Gabriella.
Hi, guys.
And we are here and super excited to talk to y'all about three topics very near and dear to our hearts and we feel are very important basically to anybody, no matter what. It's coming from a reseller or entrepreneur perspective.
Yes.
But let's just, without further ado, jump right into it. So the three topics are going to be social media marketing, e-commerce, and self-development. And initially what I was talking about, how this, you know, applies to anybody, like the, for example, the self-development, the importance of self-care. I'm not going to go into any other details of what we wanted to talk about. That's the last thing. But I mean, that applies to everybody. The social media marketing, we are going to talk about how it's important to
be active
on social media, no matter what your job title is or what your interests are. You know, it's really important in this day and age.
Yes.
Like, if you want to move forward, like, you better have a LinkedIn account. You better be active on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Really, that is. Yes. Instagram is king right now.
It has everything.
Exactly, for sure. It has
stories, videos.
Yeah, so.
Music.
And then also e-commerce, of course, because I am, in fact, a reseller. Gabriella, would you call yourself a reseller now? I would say you are. I mean, you're like you.
I feel like I'm an apprentice.
All right. Well, yeah. It's good to be humble, and it's good to be in touch and truthful to yourself.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we will a lot.
I feel like I'm shadowing you.
Oh yeah, for sure. And you're doing a fantastic job, and I feel like you've learned so much, and I'm just so proud and happy that you're gaining these skills where you don't have to rely, like, you know, when you go back home. You don't have to be a wage slave. You don't have to rely. You don't have to worry about, like, oh, if I go out and I get, like, if I go to, like, a fancy cupcake place and get, like, one of those gigantic, delicious cupcakes, like a Crave cup. If you've ever heard of Crave cupcakes, you don't have to worry about, like, oh, I just dropped $15 on a cupcake.
What?
Like, oh, shit.
This is fancy-ass cupcakes.
I'm telling you, baby. So without further ado, let's jump into it. Social media marketing. It is vital in this day and age to be active on social media if you want to move up in whatever fields you are in. So we're going to start out talking about the importance of being active on social media. So actually, Gabriella is the one. I don't know why I keep on calling you. I always call you Gabby. Gabriella.
Who's this?
But yes. It is super important this day and age to be active.
Yes.
And actually, you brought it up. You were the one who, you know, brought this up, and I was like, social media, what do you think? What are your thoughts?
What you said, you have to be active because nowadays it's like if you're not on social media, you don't even exist.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not relevant. You are not, what's the word? You're just not relevant. Like, it's binary. It's simple as that. Depending on what your goal is in life.
Yes.
If you're a reseller, I would recommend, there's certain social medias to be a part of depending on what your goal is. It's basically what I'm saying. So I would say, like, say you're a thrift shop, vintage clothing reseller. I would recommend being very active on Instagram, you know, posting daily, posting your finds.
Looking up hashtags.
For sure, yeah.
Join that community.
Exactly, yeah. Being really active, like taking like vintage 90s, taking that hashtag and then just commenting on, I think Gary Vee has this like rule of eight. I forgot what the exact term is, but he'll go like, you know, you post a pic. You put like 15 hashtags. You click on one of those hashtags. You go to the first eight, and then you comment a thought-provoking comment on each one of those posts. You like it.
Oh, yeah.
And that is how you engage.
Yeah.
That is how you become a part of the community. And that is how you become relevant.
Exactly.
And that, yeah.
You have to put a well thought out comment, because say you put something like nice pic or something, people could think it's just a robot. Like a bot.
Yeah, it's like, who's this troll?
And it's like not something like you could really conversate about. It's like, oh, thanks, you know?
Yeah, all you can do is just click the like button.
Yeah.
You know, click the little
heart.
You won't
get any engagement off that comment.
Yeah, and basically, I feel what I'm coming to find is what you get what you give when it comes to social media.
Oh, exactly.
So if you give like a thought-provoking comment ending with a question,
mm-hmm.
that is, and it's not just like oh, what's your favorite color type question, like something that is like thought-provoking and engaging.
Yes.
That is your ticket into that community.
Yes, because the other people want to engage too.
Yeah,
so you have to give them something to engage with.
Yeah, and I mean, everybody is trying to connect and make, basically, like, everyone's trying to, like, market themselves and their brand and
yes,
create
exactly.
these business connections where they can grow their brand.
Network.
And further, exactly, network. And, yeah, so, yeah. And also, be aware of trends. That's super important. And also, Gabby read a little bit of Crush It. It's a fantastic book by Gary Vaynerchuk. So if you have not read that, it definitely outlines and is the Bible for present-day social media marketing. So definitely get your hand on that and give it a check out. And he talks about, like, you know, just the importance of being...
Isn't it like a few... Sorry.
Isn't
it a few years old, but it's still so relevant?
It came out in 2008, and it
like
reads...
10 years ago.
A yeah.
decade ago.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
But it's still super relevant and insightful.
Helpful. Very truthful. And he talks about, like, you know, just being aware of
here we go
trends.
Again, talking about Gary Vee.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I mean, he's so relevant, though. Like, he has put himself in a position where he is relevant, just like Casey Neistat. Because, I mean, that's... exactly why there is kids these days that grow up and they're saying, I don't want to be an actor, I don't want to be a rock star, I want to be a YouTuber.
Yes, exactly.
That is why relevance and being important, and just being aware of trends. Like, he in Crush It, he recommends that people go to websites like TechCrunch, go to other ones I can't think of right now off the top of my head, but basically just be aware of, like, stuff on the come up. Go to the app store and download. If, like, you go to the top 50 apps and you see something that isn't, that you're not aware of, download it, taste it, get to know it, and do that. Like, if it's a social media, like, for example, Snapchat, like, get to know Snapchat. Like, it's not just for kids. It's a great way to grow your brand, and depending on what, like, type of business you're in or you own, it might open a lot of doors for you to, you know, check it out.
Exactly.
So yeah, I feel like we could talk about social media marketing and just the importance of being active and
all the platforms.
Oh yeah,
because then sometimes there's new platforms and you just have to get familiar with it, because you don't know if that's like the new big thing.
Yeah,
because like back in the day, MySpace was that thing. I know, and then it changed, and everybody switched over to Facebook, and then like Snapchat and Twitter, and Instagram all came up.
Sweet, I got cash.
What was that?
In my PayPal account.
Oh, payment.
Anyways, and that is the perfect cue to go into e-commerce. The importance of double-checking listings on eBay. Double checking labels and not making business decisions based on emotion. And also reiterating being aware of trends.
And what's selling?
Yes. Give them a perfect example of what is selling right now. What is hot?
Tommy Hilfiger.
Tommy.
All those bright, flamboyant 90s nostalgia.
Absolutely. That gigantic, beautiful
those
Tommy
patterns.
Flag.
Oh, yeah.
That box beautiful logo. Box logo.
Exactly.
Ooh. Yes, ma'am.
I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
So that, I feel like Guess is really hot. I feel like Guess is on the come up.
Like all that vintage stuff.
Yeah.
90s, you know.
Flamboyant, bright, just ridiculous. Like,
patterns.
Yeah, like these Nike windbreakers that are like light turquoise and white and purple and just like, a mess of just beautiful
like
color.
Like Paul Cantu says, like stuff your grandma would wear.
Exactly.
Those crazy, bright, colorful patterns.
For sure. But yeah, like double checking listings on eBay. And double checking labels, stuff that, I mean, like, you know, the shopping part and looking for the Tommy Hilfiger and the Guess jeans and all that is the fun part and the easy part. But the not so fun part is double checking listings on eBay, double checking labels when you drop off your package.
It's very easy to make mistakes and then you don't want to deal with the repercussions of getting negative reviews.
Oh my God.
Just because you didn't double check.
Yeah, and when it comes to eBay, your reviews, they are king. Like when it comes to having a reputation, you wanna strive to become a top seller. You know, I mean it's you can't have any negative feedback whatsoever. You need to make sure that you're double checking your listings. You need to be cognizant of any imperfections with your item, if there's any stains.
Mention it.
Yeah, absolutely. With like
mention every little thing.
Every little thing. Basically, make it sound worse than it truly is and let the piece speak for itself when it arrives.
Exactly. You don't want them to think it's like super great condition and then they get it and be disappointed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then you would be mad too if you got that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's basically just like a good rule of thumb is to just make it sound and I always put acceptable condition. Just keep it short and sweet and describe all of the imperfections. Don't just describe the imperfections, also describe why, you know, why it's a unique piece.
Exactly.
But, and then I actually added this part, not making business decisions based on emotion. I haven't implemented this yet, but I do want to when I do have some free time. Basically, just like write out, because like, you know that, bad shit's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Stuff is gonna happen and customers are not gonna be satisfied. You can do everything right and you're still gonna get people that, you know, they'll want you to give them a full refund and keep the product or...
So what do you mean
what, by or this? Give? What's up?
What do you mean not making decisions based on emotion?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, basically what I mean... Well, the reason why... What I was talking about is what you want to do is you want to plan for
the worst.
Yeah, exactly. Like you want to basically have like an outline, go into Microsoft Word and type out like basically pre-written stuff to send to customers when they give you a bad review. Like, oh, I'm terribly sorry that happened to you. It's very important to me to make the customer happy. Basically like that way you can just like cut and paste. And there's zero emotion involved in that transaction right there. Not like the transaction in the sense of like just communicating with that customer. So and basically like just you can't be a successful businessman if your mind is clouded from emotion. Yeah, like if you go into a garage sale,
you gotta be a shark.
Exactly. Yeah. You.
Oh, for sure.
You got to be like Mr. Wonderful. You got to be...
Exactly.
Because...
That's what I was thinking of.
Because there's no room in business for emotions.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And like what I was saying is you can't go to the garage sale and say, would you accept 50? Like a question?
Oh, yeah.
You have to
be
say...
Confident.
You have to be confident and you have to be like, I don't know. There's this and this and this
is
wrong.
Is my offer...
I'll give you 40. I will give you 40, not will you take. And that is something that I am still struggling with. I'm not going to act like, you know, I'm high and mighty and I am this like masterful shark when it comes to reselling. I'm learning just like everybody else,
exactly.
But I am self-aware enough to know what to strive for.
What you need to work on.
Yeah.
I think we learned a lot from that one garage sale we went to.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, we went to this.
A good thing to keep in mind is when they have a garage sale, they want to get rid of that stuff. So, you know.
Yeah, especially if you roll up
on the... You got the leverage. It's like, you want this money or not? Because I don't have to give you this money. And they're like, okay. They'll work with you.
And that's a good way to put it. Like, they don't want to take the stuff in. They don't want to, even if they're familiar with eBay, they know what eBay is. They don't necessarily want to take the time and list it on eBay and get more money.
Because
if they did,
it.
They would have done that instead of, you know, posting something on Craigslist, setting this up, did the whole garage sale over the course of 2 days, you know, on the weekend.
Exactly. Especially in this Texas heat, nobody wants to be
out. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. So moving on, self-development. It's very important to me, and I think it's really important to Gabby as well.
It should be important to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's super important to take care of yourself, to eat 3 meals a day, to drink plenty of water, to get exercise, even if it's just going outside and going for a walk, just to get your blood pumping, your heart rate going. That's really going to make a big difference, not just on in your physical health, but also just like your mental state as
exactly.
well. And when it comes to being a reseller, it's really easy
to make mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to let you take over.
It's important to take care of yourself and get enough sleep and get enough food and stay hydrated, because if not, then when you're working and trying to list things, it's very easy to like not catch things and just get tired and like miss things. And then you don't want to end up having to give people refunds or anything like that just because you didn't get enough rest and didn't catch your mistakes.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, like right now, I don't know about you, but I'm just running off of caffeine right now. Like, I'm...
How many coffees?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I just been drinking tea.
Yeah, I'm basically just like flying. I'm not flying. I know that I'm like running off of fumes, basically. On the bright side, yeah, I was just about to say that. Like, I've been eating. I've been trying to drink water. It's definitely something I need to work on. That is why self-development is super important to me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're still working on it.
Yeah, and I know that's something that I need to get better at. And that's something that I want. I don't want to be one of those types of reseller, entrepreneur type guys.
It's just work.
Who, like, I don't want to promote people staying up until 2 to 4 a.m. hacking Twitter, you know? I want people to take care of themselves, because it, like, I'm the type of person that when I take breaks and I take care of myself, when I come back, like, when you practice patience,
you're energized.
Yeah, when you get revamped up, you're so much more, you can accomplish so much more.
I was gonna say, you come better, faster, stronger.
yeah, for sure. Yeah, shout out Daft Punk.
Oh, and the cool thing is, when you're your own boss, like a reseller, you could just listen to music, podcasts in the background.
Oh, yeah, it's so nice. I mean, we've been working a lot.
We've been listening to a bunch of music.
Yeah, we've been listening to hella music, a lot of hip-hop.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of, like, just YouTubers. Oh, yeah. And it's a great life. We are just starting. But we are super grateful for this opportunity. We are aware that, you know, we could be stuck in wage slavery, basically just like working towards somebody else's goal.
Yes.
Be stuck at like a bank where like the most money that we see is somebody else's. So and there's like a limit to the amount of money that you can make when you sell on eBay, and when you have multiple streams of income, you are the one in control of how much you make. So like, we're aware of that.
I like whenever we make a sale on eBay, the little
cha-ching. Oh, cha-ching. Yeah, super gratifying.
Exactly.
So, and it's hella motivating to just keep on listing.
Oh, it is.
And...
We heard a couple today.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, let's keep doing this. It's going to pay off.
Yeah, especially the last one. And basically, I sold this thing. I bought a reseller box. It was basically a bunch of... items, a bunch of open box Amazon returns, like a bunch of like small electronics and just odds and ends. And I sold the item that was the most, like,
that
worth the most.
That covered the cost.
And it covered the cost. It covered, like, the cost with shipping included. I think it actually, we already made $13. Because I think it was like 57 or something.
We also had sold some other stuff from there, from the USB.
Yeah. But yeah, so everything else that we sell from that reseller box is straight up profit.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah.
And so. What was I going to say? Oh, you were just saying like last night you were kind of down about it. You're like, I shouldn't have bought that. But it's important to know that even though sometimes you feel everything's against you and like everything's going bad, like it's not.
I mean, in situations like that, like what I've come to find is the thing to do is just to keep listing.
Oh, for sure.
And
that's the key to eBay, just list more. If you're not seeing any sales, you're just stagnant. Well, you gotta just list more.
Yeah, and if you're not listing more, just go around your house and just start scanning stuff. Like if you see anything with a barcode, scan it.
Anything.
See how much it's worth. Get on eBay. Type in vintage Tommy Hilfiger. Look up completed listings. Watch Amazon tutorials on YouTube. Look up
cross-post.
Side hustles, cross posts.
There's money to be made.
There's simply not enough hours in the day. That's what it is. Like that's the real issue at hand. Yeah, right. So, but yeah, it's we're right a little bit past 20 minutes. I feel really good about this podcast. I think this is the best one yet. So I just want to say thank you so much for listening. If you have made it through, you are a straight up champion. I love you. Please check me out on social media. It is Instagram. It is, whatchamacallit? The Serial Hustler. On Facebook, it is Travis Allen Rountree. And on Twitter, it is Rountree Travis. It's Rountree Travis.
My Instagram is Gabby_7. I forgot.
We're so
G.
tired.
No, I just like mixed up with numbers.
Yeah, I got you. All right. So yeah, definitely hit us up on Instagram. I would say for both of us, most active social media and the one that we like the most. You know,
we
gotta
probably
love
to do a story sometime.
Yeah.
I mean, a life thing.
I would love to do that. I would love to do YouTube live.
I wanted to do a live when we went to George Clanton, but my phone messed up.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
I know.
So definitely let us know if you guys like the content that we're putting out, and I promise that we will try to stay as consistent as possible.
Or what topics we should
what
talk
topics
about.
Yeah,
questions. Yeah.
And
we'll give you the ace. You give us the cues.
So yes, thank you so much for checking this podcast out. We love you guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
Peace out.